away, as I was amusing myself on the grass. Who should pass by me but a fair Indian lass? She sat down beside me and taking my hand, saying, oh, you're a stranger and in a strange land. But if you will follow, you're welcome to come and dwell in the cot that I call my home. Oh, now, my dear maiden, this never can be, for I've a true love in my own country. And I'll not forsake her, for I know she loves me, and her heart is as true as the little mole. One morning in May, unto my fair maiden these words I did say, I'm going to leave you, so fare you well, dear. My ship sails tomorrow, and I must leave you here. The last time I saw her, she stood on the sand, and when I sailed by her, she waved me her hand, saying, when you get back to the girl that you love, just think of the little mohi in the coconut grove. And when I got back to my own native shore, my friends and relations around me once more, I looked all about me, but none could I see that is fit to compare with the little mohi. The girl that I love proved untrue to me, so I'll turn my course backward for o'er the dark sea. I'll turn my course backward from this land I'll flee, and I'll spend all my days with the little mohi.